It is time once again for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Your host on Heartline, this guy right here holding the mic, Jim Tuck.
Well, it's just a delight to come back to Evangel Home and once again turn on the little recording device and begin a Heartline program. And we do an interview, and then Ken Adams puts it all together with music and intro and outro, and suddenly we have a Heartline radio broadcast. This is a very unusual program because Jerry Brenneman is not here. We're in Jerry's office. Mm-hmm. She's got car issues or something. And today was a special day. I've been doing this, I think, about 14 years or so, and I've not been in a situation where we have three staff members who are leaving mm-hmm. and three staff members who are coming on all together for a luncheon. And food was dynamically excellent, by the way. Those ladies really know what they're doing. But we have, I'm sorry, I asked Bree or Brianna and then forgot what you said.
Yeah, that's okay.
Bree is good. We got Bree and we have Katisha. And so, Bree, you're sitting right here next to me. Let's just find out about you. What's your background and how did you come to be at Evangel Home?
I went to college at Fresno Pacific University, and through that got involved with InterVarsity, and I did a Pink House internship called the Pink House, and volunteered, just kind of got word about Evangel Home through community development things, and volunteered, and then came on staff, and I've been here all together about 3 years, and just loved working with women in crisis.
So you were the Pink House. That's kind of on the parking lot at First Press, right? And we've had a number of interns come in over the years, and we sit down and talk with them and gotten to get acquainted with some. So were you raised here in Fresno?
No, I'm from Bakersfield. Came up to Fresno about 6 years ago.
Okay, to go to school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep.
Okay. So you came to Fresno, went to school, got involved with the Pink House, heard about Evangel Home, came over here to volunteer, and the next thing you know, you're on staff. Mm-hmm. So what have you been doing the last 3 years or so here on staff?
I've been house managing. So in the crisis home, I work as a house manager, just taking care of medicines or supplies or making sure they know where they're going when they leave. And then I was also part of the Crossroads program. I was a program assistant for Ruby Cox, doing working with the ladies that are in our long-term 9-month program, trying to get them hooked up with good financial budgeting systems and life skills, transitional parenting yeah. skills.
Yeah, we refer to it as a 9-month long life skills training program. Mm-hmm. It's multifaceted and a lot of self-corrective kind of things going on over there, as well as preparation for the outside world. I've got to come back and ask you where you're going and what your plans are in a few moments, Bree. But Katisha, let's ask you some of the same questions. Are you originally from Fresno?
No, actually, I'm originally from San Francisco. I moved here back when I was a freshman in high school, so that was many moons ago now. I won't say how many. But I moved here back when I started high school because my mom had got remarried here. And then I left here about 10 years ago, moved to Arizona, came back here approximately 5 years ago, and now I'll be relocating with my husband and family to Sacramento.
Okay. What was in Arizona? Did you go to school there?
No, just my sister and some other family members lived there and just wanted a fresh start, so...
Okay. Well, how did you get involved with Evangel Home?
Well, I initially came in contact with Evangel Home through the women's ministry at my church, at St. Russ Baptist Church. The women have been coming for apparently, I guess, over 25 years. And so I was just invited by some of the other fellow women to come and do chapel. I came. I attended chapel with the ladies. And then instantly from there, I had inquired with Rosalind, one of the other house managers, how did I go about volunteering or helping out here somehow. And so she put me in contact with Joyce Williams, who's the volunteer coordinator. And then from there, I started volunteering every Wednesday while they did staff meetings. And I did that for approximately a year. And then one day I was on Facebook and Jerry had posted a request saying that she was looking for house managers, part-time house managers. And I instantly responded saying that I'd love to.
Pick me.
Yeah. And so then she sent me an inbox, I believe, or she called me And then from there, I started very shortly after that, and I've been here since January.
And doing what? I mean, house managing here in the crisis shelter?
Correct, in the crisis shelter, yeah.
Okay, now, you're going to say to Sacramento.
Correct.
Your husband get a job there?
Well, he actually works for a sorting company by the name of Best Sorting. They are all over the United States, Canada, and Mexico, but their corporate office is in Denver. They have a satellite office in Sacramento. And so they have a lot of factories and things around about that they do a lot of machines for, sorting machines. So he's up there a lot of the time.
Okay. So for work,
yeah, for
essentially.
Work.
Now, let me ask you this, and this is a question I might should have prepped you for a little bit, but in the time you've been here, what are some highlights? Some people, maybe people or staff? Yeah, just some events or some people. What comes to mind as something you're going to take with you and never forget as long as God lets you have your senses?
I think it's that when you, the initial thing was so many times you bring women in and they're broken down to their lowest point. And you see that they're broken and they have no faith and they have no hope. And then sometimes they have children with them who also have no faith and no hope in anything. They can't trust anybody. And then God might be the furthest thing from their mind, essentially, because in their mind, there is no God, because why is he letting all this happen to us? And then that one night or one day when you're at chapel and you see that woman accept Christ maybe for the first time or is introduced to Christ for the first time, that's one thing that will always stick with me. I mean, even to this day, after seeing it happen multiple times, it still gives me chills.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely the memory of Evangel Home and as a whole and as a general that I'll always remember. It's them saving souls.
Mm. Well, that's pretty important, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, what about one particular individual, staff, resident? Anybody come to mind as somebody that made a difference in your life?
Honestly speaking, they all do. Mm-hmm. Everybody I've come in contact with have either they've taught me something about myself or taught me something about life. They've shown me something different that I probably never have even thought about, like some of the things that the women have gone through. The women, I mean, I've seen tens and tens of women come through the doors in just the 8 months that I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them, I mean, I guess one that really sticks out to me would probably be Brandy, who's in the garden program. And she's phenomenal. I mean, our stories are very parallel, except we just made different choices at that fork in the road. Mm-hmm. But like me, I have six kids. She has six kids. And we both have husbands. Our husbands' actual names are actually the same. It's very funny. But with her, it's just I'm always in awe of what she's gone through and how far she's come. And just I believe this is her eighth month here. And just the 8 months she's been here, how much she's progressed and how much she's just come to really love the Lord and how much she's come to appreciate life in general and not taking it for granted anymore. So,
yeah, we've had Brandy on a couple of times.
Oh, really?
I think once
yeah.
when she was in the crisis shelter, and then once over in the mm-hmm. in Crossroads.
She's one of them true inspirational stories.
Yo, she is amazing. I had a chance to interact with her a little bit earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Will you think you'll look for a ministry opportunity in Sacramento?
Oh, definitely. I've already been in contact with several different shelters out there that also have programs very similar to Evangel Home. So I'm hoping to be able to, you know, make contact with them and ideally volunteer initially because I have six kids, like I said, and primarily my first concern is to make sure they're adjusted where we are within the new surroundings, and then I'll kind of look further into maybe working somewhere.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Great. Well, we'll see if we have time to come back to you for some more questions.
Okay.
Katisha, thank you very much. Now, Bree, let me ask you this. Have you, looking back on your life when you were a youngster, have you always had a heart for the underdog, if I can express it that way?
Yeah, I guess that would be good. Yes, I feel like I have. More so for kids, I've felt that I'm always interact easily with kids. And I grew up in a neighborhood that wasn't very privileged. It was like middle underclass neighborhood, so all my friends were, you know, struggling or whatever. And so I did always have a heart. We do like homeless ministries with our church or something. That always struck a certain stream. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to word that.
Yeah, no, I understand. I think, and I think that's not an unexpected answer. So, yeah, I can appreciate that. Looking forward, you're about to wind things up here, and you're going to go back to school.
Yes, I am. I'm going to, the plans are to attend Fresno Pacific University and finish up my master's in marriage and family therapy and continue to use, just to work with homeless women or children, families in crisis or, underprivileged. It's just community development is a big passion of mine.
Mm. Great. And what's your bachelor's degree in?
Psychology.
Okay. So moving down that same path, really, with the, with the advanced degree. Mm-hmm. Is there a Mr. Bree in the near future?
Mr. Bree? No, there's not. But that's a good way to put it. Mr. Bree Lott. No, not currently. No, there's not.
Okay. You want to give your phone number? No, just kidding, okay?
I'm available on the... No.
Well, anyway, what about highlights for you? Yeah. You some individual, some event, something that jumps out at you as significant in the last 3 years?
I got, of course, the ladies who are here longer, the nine-month programs, you're able to kind of bond with them more. And so I was really, really struck by the love I received from them. Aziza is one of the girls that particularly I really just really learned to love, and we got to just click, and just how she fed me and how she loved on me. I'm younger, and so sometimes women like to just, be a mother to me, and like that's fine with me as long as we keep appropriate boundaries and everything. And she was really able to do that, and I just really, appreciated how much she cared for me. And I something I realized just overall with all the women, I really was struck by how much little bit, like I would show just a little bit of love, and they would just be so grateful because they're just not used to it. I think it's a common thing. It's just not used to being loved in a healthy way. And so just seeing their reactions when you give a little love or just care about them a little bit, it means a lot. So
thank you. Believe it or not, we're out of time. Katisha, thank you very much. Bree, thank you very much. And I want to just remind our listeners, we've got the annual fall banquet coming up Tuesday, September 25th, 6:30. And it's going to be at Tornino's this year, not downtown where it has been. So you'll be hearing more about it, but you can call and get ticket information right here at the Evangel Home at 264-4714. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, my listening friend, for being with us as we wrap it up on this next adventure we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno can be found on the World Wide Web at evangelhome.org, by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.